smoker.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various features that we have for you there. They're all completely free. In fact, you can take control of the content of the site by, when you find something online that you want to share with our listeners, submitting it as show prep. And then other listeners can vote, and you get to vote on things as well. The most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. So do head over there and get interactive. And freetalklive.com. By the way, to vote on the most important voting page is the upcoming stories queue, because that's where all of the brand new stuff is that everybody has submitted to the site within, say, the last 24 or 48 hours or so. So make sure you click the upcoming stories button, or not button, but the link there on the front page to get to one of the most important parts of the site where you can vote up the brand new stuff on the site. All right, so once again, freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
Good evening, Derek. This may be your last in-studio appearance on Free Talk Live for the at least immediate future.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be beginning my exile tour this week. Starting Thursday, I'll be leaving for Philadelphia.
So soon.
I know. It's really around the corner. So folks will be able to follow that at livefreeordance.com. And there will be new videos appearing daily as soon as the Exile Tour kicks off. It won't begin exactly on Thursday, but I will be leaving the Shire then.
So you're going to Philly to start things out with, is that right?
Yep, that's right. The Philly Occupy movement is still around.
Are they?
So, yeah, some of these Occupy movements, they're not intense anymore, but there are, you know, still people who meet on a regular basis. And I want to cover what's going on with any Occupy movement that's still in existence. They've changed form in some pretty interesting ways in different parts of the country. And Philly's focus tends to be on feeding the homeless, which I think is a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to see people starve. Who does? So I'm glad that there are people who are using their time, energy, resources, and gifts to feed their neighbors.
Absolutely. And so you'll be covering your whole experience. It's going to last approximately a year as you exile yourself from New Hampshire due to basically them having your number and the government guys being out for you. And I totally understand what that feels like because I definitely feel that that way sometimes, too. So you'll be out of the reach, the immediate reach of the New Hampshire bureaucrats and aggressors. But, of course, you'll also be within the reach of all the other various different aggressors across the country. And you'll be meeting up with liberty-minded folks along the way, along your tour, and you know, hanging out and sharing ideas and sharing stories and that sort of thing, right?
That's right. And this is going to be a really big year for activism in general, I think. There are a lot of exciting projects that are going on, not just the Occupy movement, but people are really picking up speed with things like the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, and Lemonade Freedom Day is just coming up around the corner.
Oh, the second one, I believe, right?
Because
they did it last year in Washington, D.C. and elsewhere, Lemonade Freedom Day, where people generally with small children would have their children set up a lemonade stand somewhere in public and sell illegal lemonade. Well, at least in some places it's illegal. It depends on where you live, but in a lot of areas around the country, there have been police crackdowns on lemonade stands, which is what I guess spawned Lemonade Liberation Day.
Lemonade
Freedom Day. Okay. I thought it used to be called Liberation Day, but I don't know. There's so many activism movements out there now within the liberty community, which is, of course, the ones that we focus on the most on this show, that it's almost getting hard to keep track.
Well, isn't that exciting?
I
think it's great that all of these things are spinning out of control in a really great way. You know, getting moms and all different sorts of people involved that you might not expect to become activists, you know? But people care about what they put in their bodies, and they care about an entrepreneurial spirit, and it just so happens that lemonade and raw milk, you know, tend to marry those two. And
you don't
so
want to mix them together. It's probably a really bad idea. But
no.
Yeah, these are two constituencies, if you will, that are under fire by government bureaucrats. You've got Amish farmers literally having sting operations run on their operation, you know, what they're doing with making raw milk. I remember a story about, I think it was like a Walgreens parking lot where two Amish girls got busted for doing a deal with raw milk.
They treat it like it's a drug. They talk about it as if it's like any, you know, like heroin or something. Like
it's
these
crazy.
Amish people, you know, I don't know. Just seeing the way they're dressed, it just doesn't make any sense. You know, they've got their little dresses and bonnets and to
right.
put them in handcuffs. It's like, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, these are not the Medellin cartel that are slinging raw milk around. But maybe it'll come to that eventually. I mean, if they ban raw milk, maybe we'll have to turn to the criminal element in order to get our hands on that sort of thing.
Oh, my. Well, yeah, that is just one of the exciting activities that's going to be coming up, promoting freedom and promoting the ideas of self-ownership and self-government.
When is Lemonade Freedom Day?
I'm glad you asked. It's August 18th, 2012.
Okay.
So just around the corner, just to what, 4 weeks from now. So
now, I know that you have a plan to kind of loop back up to New Hampshire at the beginning portion of the exile tour because you want to attend Ademo Freeman's trial.
Yeah, that's pretty important to me. Ademo is facing 21 years for felony wiretapping here in New Hampshire. Some folks may be familiar with the case on that. I also think there's a Facebook event where people can learn more about it. But basically, he was doing some investigative journalism and recorded some interactions with law enforcement and public servants and has been charged with wiretapping for recording those conversations, even though he was explicit about being on the record and
right.
Looking for a statement.
I don't know if he actually told them specifically he was recording, but he did tell them that they were being interviewed for a news piece.
Yeah, absolutely.
So they should have known that they were being recorded. They should have known they were on the record. And that's absolutely outrageous. And actually, I heard from Ademo briefly yesterday. He called me from the jail, and they give you one of these free calls right out the gate to, I guess, loop you into signing up for their call program thing. And so I wasn't able to have much of a conversation with him, and I haven't heard back from him yet. I am actually still trying to get this calling thing set up. These things are so unwieldy, so difficult to deal with sometimes, these call centers, these providers. They're essentially third-party providers. They contract with the various different jails around the country, and they essentially team up to feed the jail oodles and oodles of dollars, and of course they take a nice cut, I'm sure a healthy cut off the top for themselves, to the point where the jail that Ademo is in, they each jail can set up different parameters on their phones. So this jail is different from the Cheshire Jail, the one that you spent time in, the Keene Spiritual Retreat. This one just is a flat rate. So you can have a 1-minute conversation or a 20-minute conversation, and it's $2.80 per call.
Wow. That's, well, that could really be a good deal for some people.
It could
but
be.
Do they do the same thing? Now, you received this call, so you would know, do they allow a person to speak for just a few seconds? Oh, you know, hi, Ian, I need you to sign up for this
basically,
plan. And then they cut you off and say, all right, give us money now.
Right. It's like, I don't know how long the time limit is. It's fairly short.
Okay, because while I was at my time in the Cheshire County House of Corrections, it used to be that they would give you a minute to, you know, sort of explain where you are.
Right.
And say what you need, and they've changed the phone plan to where they only give you 5 seconds. So you just hear the person's voice.
It's ridiculous.
For just 5 seconds.
We had longer than 5 seconds. I'm not sure how long it was. And actually, we ended up hanging up. He ended up hanging up before the time ran out, which actually ended up meaning that they didn't let me set up the account on the phone line, so I had to contact them separately. It's just been a nightmare trying to get this thing operational. But anyway, you were going to come back up for Ademo's trial.
That's right.
And so Lemonade Freedom Day is the 18th, which probably will be after the trial. Are
That's
you
right.
planning on going down to D.C. for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Absolutely, I'll be in D.C. for that. There's going to be an event that starts on the 18th at noon, but then there are going to be other activities yet to be announced, and so I'll be there for at least the 17th and 18th.
Now, I know you're going to be tempted to do something like sell lemonade, but...
I'm going to be recording.
You are totally going to, like, stay kind of out of the civil disobedience realm and just do the recording kind of media guy thing, right?
Yes, no way.
Definitely don't want you stacking up charges outside of the Shire.
Heck no. I'll just be shining a spotlight on the civil disobedience.
Excellent. So liveforyourdance.com is where it will be blogged, and we'll continue here. Derek, you're with us all night, so, which is great. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, the Chevy Bolt and the heavy taxpayer subsidization. Derek will tell us more. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now,
More Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the various features that we have there for you, including listening options. We have live streams, and they are available for you 24/7. However, you should be aware that we are in the process of changing over to the cloud. This week, our server has been in the same place for a long time. It's been sitting in a rack somewhere, and now we're moving to cloud service. So that'll mean there may be some minor interruptions in service. Earlier today, I put up some notices on the website and sent out emails and Facebook updates and Twitters and such, letting people know that we have moved a couple of our streams. So normally we offer you low, middle, and high bandwidth streaming solutions. So therefore, if you've got a, you know, maybe a crappy internet connection like dial-up, you can listen to the low bandwidth one and that'll work for you. Whereas if you've got all kinds of bandwidth, you can use the high bandwidth stream. Today, our low and mid bandwidth streams on the Free Talk Live site, as well as LRN.fm, did move to a different server. So if you are a regular internet listener, that may mean you'll have to reload your internet stream in order to get it to work. But all the details are there at freetalklive.com on the listen page, and also at LRN.fm as far as if you need to change anything, it'll give you the information that you need, the new IP addresses and stuff like that. But hopefully for most of you, it'll be a seamless and smooth transition. If not, you can certainly contact via the Facebook page or email me at ian@freetalklive.com, and we'll work it out for you. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to you about what's on your mind. We'll go to Fred in Long Beach, California. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
How you doing? Hey, what I was thinking about.
What's that?
What about all these veterans that are coming back from the wars that are unconstitutional? And Uncle Sam made them promises, and Uncle Sam can't cash that check that he promised these people. You know, what's their natural response going to be to Uncle Sam when they realize that Uncle Sam made them promises?
I'd say they're probably going to be pretty upset about that.
And they're going to try to mess Uncle Sam up, and that's why Homeland Security has labeled them as enemy combatants, and it's teaching the Boy Scouts of America not only let pedophiles touch them, but also to do Black Ops missions and destroy.
Hold on a second.
Returning.
Did you just say that they are training the Boy Scouts to do Black Ops missions?
Of course they are. There's funding from the Department of Homeland Security. There's grants in the.
Come on.
Wait. What kind of Black Ops are we talking about here? Just like spying on the neighbors, seeing if they're putting their recycling in the wrong bin or what?
That's the minimum. I mean, but it goes deeper than that. To teach them, like the 12 and 13, 14-year-olds, how to do paintball stuff, and the target is...
That's fun.
Disgruntled veterans. That are
what? Now, do you draw pictures of veterans that they shoot paintballs at?
Hold on. Now, is there actually any...
Are you familiar with War Games? You know what War Games is?
Sure. Now, I'm just curious. I mean, what is your source for this information? Do you actually have somebody that you know that's in the Boy Scouts that's telling you all this? Is there some kind of an expose online?
The Alex Jones Show covered this.
That doesn't mean that it's true, right? Just because you hear something on the radio doesn't mean it's true.
Correct. Right? But see, they showed where their sources are from. I mean,
what are the sources?
People they knew that were inside of the administration that
of the Boy Scouts,
the higher ups. They whistle blew. They leaked documents and said that they'd received their administration had received a lot of grant money from Department of Homeland Security to make programs that help the Boy Scouts of America. You know, have little programs like
I don't doubt, Fred, that the Department of Homeland Security is funneling some money to the Boy Scouts for the purpose of indoctrinating the Boy Scouts even more so into the ideas of nationalism and the belief that the government is good. I mean, the Boy Scouts have for years been advocating positions like this. I'm certainly no fan of the Boy Scouts, but to believe that they are sending them on Black Ops missions seems pretty ridiculous.
I didn't say they're sending them on there. I said they're preparing them to take on returning veterans that have been labeled disgruntled.
They're preparing the Boy Scouts to take them on, like what, in a firefight? To hand-to-hand combat?
Yeah, they're teaching them this kind of, they're getting them into this kind of thing to do it with paintballs first and train for that kind of thing. But they're telling them, that, I mean, you look at this. Every
ludicrous
creation out there has just had...
It's paranoid.
Fred, it's not like you sound afraid. I mean, there are certainly things to be afraid of. But I share your concern for veterans who are coming back from unconstitutional wars, but rather than be afraid, let's be compassionate towards these people. They're going to need a lot of healing and a lot of understanding. And
that's what I'm saying, but what's that going to look like for average Joe? Me and you, if that kind of war happens.
It means like making dinner for your neighbor if he's a veteran who's just returned, you know, like make dinner for his wife if he's not there. I mean,
Fred,
just show compassion.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Look, there's news here. If you look back, it's 3 years old at this point that the Boy Scouts of America has announced a partnership with the Department of Homeland Security. This is from Infowars.com. On Ready Kids, a family-friendly program designed to increase the level of citizen preparedness nationwide by motivating and helping parents and teachers to educate children about the importance of being prepared for emergencies. I mean, really, that's a big difference between let's train the Boy Scouts to get into a firefight with disgruntled military veterans who've come back and have been screwed over by the Veterans Administration.
It's a heck of an imagination that guy's got.
Yeah.
I would rather direct that sort of energy towards finding ways to promote peace. So, I mean, we could all just be afraid of the boogeyman here, but I don't see what good it's going to do anyone.
I mean, if there was actually real evidence of this, I'd love to see it.
There would be pictures all over the place. Are you kidding?
Well, I don't know. If it's all hush-hush, maybe only Boy Scouts are coming home and telling their parents, and maybe they're not supposed to. But, I mean, you'd have to have some sort of real proof to show me that the Boy Scouts in some way are actually being trained to defend against an onslaught of angry veterans and crazed veterans attacking the U.S. government.
I don't buy it,
Chris. Yeah. Let's go to Robert. He's in New Jersey. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, Ian? How you doing, Derek?
Hey, good to hear you, Robert.
What's on your mind, Robert?
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up an event that we announced today. It was Lemonade Freedom Day. We created the event last year, and it was a big hit, and we're doing it again, and this time we're going to make it even bigger. We've decided to join forces with the Raw Milk Freedom Riders. And we're basically going to be having an event on the Capitol lawn by the reflecting pond, or I forget what it's called there, over in Washington, D.C. So it's going to be a big picnic. We're encouraging families to show up. We want lots of, it's going to be a fun day where we're going to be celebrating voluntary exchange and food freedom.
So this is a family-friendly event.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's our whole goal in this issue. We want to get families involved. We want to get your, everyday people who don't normally get involved in these type of things, and we want to make it a fun event for everybody.
Robert, stand by. Can you stick with us, talk more about this in a moment?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Robert here from Jersey talking about Lemonade Freedom Day. It's coming up, and this is not just something going on in D.C. This is nationwide. So we'll find out how you can get involved. 855-450-FREE, especially if you've got kids. But even if you don't, you can still do this. 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. I guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30 year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. FoodStore.com or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. By the way, some of the other listening options besides our live streams include the radio stations that carry the show throughout the week at various different times. Just got an exciting deal with a couple new stations in North Carolina today. Hopefully we'll be announcing them at the beginning of next week. They're FM stations, which is excellent news. So you can go to listen.freetalklive.com to link to a full list of those over 100 stations. Also, our satellite listening options are there for you, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are heard across the entire week over two different XM channels. We also have the free-to-air KU-band satellite option, the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance, and of course, you can download archives and subscribe to the podcast over at listen.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Robert in New Jersey, he is with us talking about Lemonade Freedom Day. It's something that kicked off the very first time last year. And, Robert, you're back, and Lemonade Freedom Day is coming back. What's the website again, by the way?
LemonadeFreedom.com. Yeah, LemonadeFreedom.com. And I encourage everybody to visit the site and sign up on the Facebook event page. We have a link there. We also have a chip-in page, a donation page to cover expenses. We're going to be actually doing a lot more than just, setting up a lemonade stand this year. We're going to have a picnic in the park. We're going to have a lot of food for everybody. We're going to have, it's going to be good times.
Now, is any of that illegal too, setting up picnics, putting out food? I mean, I have to ask these days because it seems like they're outlawing almost everything in some aspect or another. So, I mean, is that also a disobedient act?
Yeah, you know what? To be honest with you, I don't even know what the laws are in that park right there.
Gotcha.
We're just going to be a whole bunch, a whole lot of friends joining together, having a good time that day. So
now this is going to be going on in different locations. Lemonade Freedom Day. So DC, I imagine you know they're back on board. And how many places did this last year that you knew of?
Oh, it was. We had over 2,000 participants from what I counted.
Whoa.
All over the country, and then that's organized groups, you know, all the way down to just a couple of kids on a street corner selling lemonade with in front of their home or something like that. But this year is I'm still encouraging everybody to go out and sell lemonade, and also with the addition of the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, we're also encouraging the selling of raw milk and cookies. And to make the event in D.C., we're basically creating a large event in D.C. We have activists coming from all over the country, raw milk activists, lemonade activists, basically just, freedom activists. And the night before, on the 17th, which is Friday, we're having a rights workshop as well. So there's going to be speakers there discussing rights. I actually have been in discussion with Bradley Jardis about coming to talk, and while I'm on the phone with you guys, I'd like to see if maybe Derek would like to speak at that event as well.
Excellent idea.
Wow. It would be an honor. Thank you for asking, Robert. I would be happy to go.
Awesome.
Fantastic. Robert, that sounds exciting. I'm glad to hear that it's happening again, and I hope that it is mostly unmolested, as it was last year. The only people that I know of that were arrested were non-children. It was Meg and a couple of other activists. Meg, who used to be on this radio program, living now down in the D.C. area.
That's right. There were three people who were arrested last time. Now, I imagine Robert's probably thought of this, but with the mass numbers who are all gathering in one place to be civilly disobedient, I would imagine that would greatly reduce the risk of arrest for any one person. Is that sort of the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea. And again, as you mentioned, Ian, there's always the possibility of arrest with, any peaceful event these days. Nothing is off limits to the ludicrous laws that exist. It's important that people know that, there is the possibility of arrest, but we are promoting this as a very peaceful event, and, nobody going into it has to get arrested. It can be bailed out. They can bail out at any given time. I, for one, have no intentions to get arrested in this event. I'm doing what it takes to stay away from that, and I'm sure that there are activists who will be willing to get arrested, and that would be all up to them. So it's kind of each person has to determine their own.
Unlikely that the cops are just going to roll up on a lemonade stand and move immediately to handcuffing people, especially since they've hopefully learned a lesson. If I'm recalling correctly, weren't the charges dropped on the Lemonade 3 from last year?
Yes, they were. It was Meg, Will, and Kat, and they were all dropped on all three of them.
Right. Now, it was a bit of an ordeal. It was kind of a harrowing process. There was a lot of intimidation involved. Obviously you're dealing with the state. You never know what they're going to do. But hopefully the park police in D.C. have learned, and they will be aware that this is happening again, and they'll know that they probably shouldn't do things the way they did them last time. And maybe that'll result in even less of an abusive experience for those people that are engaging in selling lemonade. But generally, the way it works is the cops will approach a lemonade stand with young people working at it, and they will threaten them. They will tell them that they'll need some sort of a permit in order to sell, and that they need to shut down. And usually, if you shut down at that point, you can avoid being arrested. But if you don't shut down, then things get interesting. And so I guess we'll see what happens, and Derek J. will be there to cover it. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Anything else you want to get out?
No, that's all. I just want to also mention that, you know, that again, this is a lot more than just myself. There's a lot of people involved in this. There's Eddie Free is assisting, as he did last year with the DC event, and Liz Reitzig is also going to be, you know, we're also organizing this, and she's a big activist in the Raw Milk Freedom Riders, and she.
Yeah, I think that takes this to a new level, because it was the Raw Milk Freedom Riders that went to D.C. I think it was sometime either early this year or late last year, where they kind of made a pilgrimage to D.C. And essentially, I think, bought and sold raw milk openly, and they, you know, were not arrested for it. They carried it across state lines, if I'm not mistaken, which is like a federal crime or something like that, right?
Actually, Ian, yeah, they also brought a cow there to the Capitol lawn, which was grazing on the Capitol, and they milked the cow there and distributed raw milk from the cow. So that
wow,
was pretty interesting.
Doesn't get much more raw than that. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Let's go to Hassan, listening in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live, Hassan.
I'm in New York.
Okay. Yeah. Apologize. Go ahead.
Okay. I basically wanted to talk about, many times, the knee-jerk reaction to when someone is questioning about, when you ask somebody, oh, do you feel like they need government, they'll immediately go to the roads. But basically, it seems like the government hardly does anything by itself, except killing and other harmful processes. It really doesn't do anything by itself. It mainly contracts out work. So I see it as like think of this scenario, your water heater breaks, you pay $100 to have somebody fix it, compared to you paying a bureaucrat $50,000 or $60,000 a year to monitor your water heater, so when it breaks, it can then take $100 out of your bank account and repair your heater.
Yeah, road repair doesn't need to be very expensive. I know that Jason Talley was looking into it from fr33agents.com, and he had looked into different options as far as, you know, if you've got a crack in the road or a hole, a pothole or something, what can you fill that with? And there are a variety of different options out there. Some of them are a little more expensive than others, but they last a lot longer. They're better materials. But none of them were very expensive in the scheme of things. It was a very affordable process. Really, it's mostly the labor of going out and filling the hole. And then you're probably dealing with government bureaucrats who are union and getting all kinds of money for that.
It's a lack of imagination problem, Hassan. People who can't imagine people coming together to build roads for their own benefit. They just need some more imagination.
Hassan, I don't know if you have more. If you do, you're welcome to stick with us here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. We can return to you and also take your calls about whatever's on your mind. 1-855-450-3733. Also, still to come, the latest on the ridiculous Chevy Volt.
I've been told no in many different ways.
I give you an order and you're going to obey it.
You can do that and you have to leave here.
You cannot respond to the rally.
Walk with me.
I'm comfortable here, actually.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, 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 hey.
Who do you think you are?
Excuse me.
There is no video audio allowed.
No, I have work today. This is you ain't going to make.
Wait,
now. Now.
Wait a minute.
Have a funny way of telling people no.
Coming this summer, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. See the trailer now at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 800-98-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food waste in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. That's where you'll find a variety of different features that we give to you, unlike those other talk show hosts who want to charge you for their site. So go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. And if you like the show, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 per month via any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And that $3 per month is then invested into the show so we can get on more radio stations and bring more internet listeners on board as well. So bringing more people to the ideas of freedom. I'll give you one example of some of the money that we spend. Several hundred dollars goes to a service each month called Talk Shows USA, which is run by a talk radio veteran, like a guy who's been around for a long time. He knows all the people that you need to know in the business, and he's got this service where he offers different shows to radio stations that need programming. And because he's been around for a long time, there are program directors who will turn to him, and they'll say, hey, what do you got for me? And he'll say, oh, you could try this or this or this. And so Free Talk Live is one of his stable of shows that he offers to stations. And he called me up today letting me know about two brand-new stations. We're probably going to get on board next week in North Carolina that basically – I mean, I've been working on them for years, but essentially he scored it for me. And so he's kind of basically a professional lead sender. Like, he sends me hot stations to bring on board. And so it's well worth the money that we're spending.
Wow, that almost sounds dirty, but I know what you're saying. He's just promoting the show.
He's doing a great job, too. And so it's because we have the amplifiers on board is how we can afford to pay for this service, among other things, like buying satellite hardware for new affiliates or going to radio conventions, as we did in June, going to the Talk Radio Convention at Talkers Magazine in New York City, where I actually had the pleasure of sitting on the Talk Rumble panel, where they put a bunch of talk show hosts from across the left-right spectrum, if you will, on stage. And this was the first time they've ever had anybody up there from a Liberty perspective.
Did they want you guys to rumble?
They did, verbally, a verbal rumble. And so there were like 10 talk show hosts bunch of lefties and righties, and then I was up there, which just totally threw a completely different perspective into the mix, and it was a lot of fun. And eventually that video hopefully will be online. We'll let you know when that happens, and you can go see what it was like. Like, I was up there with Tom Hartman, who's a well-known progressive talk show host, and some of the other more new, I guess, fresh hosts in the business. Anyway, it was a blast. So we're doing these things because of the Free Talk Live AMP program. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can get 18,000 radio stations from around the world, Pandora, Opio, Live 365, and MP3 tunes with C-Crane CC Wi-Fi Internet Radio. You can use it wherever you've got a usable Wi-Fi signal in your home. And that means that you can get all this stuff for free. I mean, as far as you have to pay for your Internet connection, but there's no subscription for the use of the radio. Once you buy this thing, and I just went to C. Crane's site today, it's they've had a price cut on it. It's down to like $140 or something like that, or even less. And you can go and use mention Free Talk Live when you check out at ccrane.com, and you'll get a free LED flashlight. So it's a great product, and you get all your favorite internet stations on there, ccrane.com. So including Free Talk Live, LRN.FM, and maybe your favorite radio stations from at the AM and FM band if they've got streams, and of course all manner of just unusual music and talk content that's available from around the world. ccrane.com. As we go to, let's talk to Robert, listening in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live, Robert.
Hi. First off, let me just say, I love your show. I never miss it, and it has completely changed my view on pretty much everything.
Oh, gosh, that's awful nice of you, but I think that you changed your view. We just talked into some microphones.
Yeah, well, okay, I guess. Also, second thing, Derek J., I'm really happy to hear that you're out of jail.
Hey, thanks, Robert.
Okay, now, I work during the day, and I get home at night, and I'm just relaxing. And I mean, I can see why you moved out of Florida. Liberty here is dying so badly. And anyway, I got home last night and turned on the news, and yeah, I know it's the news, but apparently in one of the counties here in Tampa, the bureaucrats have a problem with people sitting on sidewalks.
What?
So they are bringing it up in the next couple weeks to city council or something, that to make it a crime punishable by like $50 fine or something to sit on a sidewalk.
What are they calling this, another move to sweep out the homeless, Robert?
They say it's not, but I mean, really, the homeless problem really isn't that bad here.
Well, it may not be a homeless, it may not be so much to directly target the homeless, but it's certainly going to be something that targets poor people, because if you think about it, how many rich folk are sitting out on the stoop? You know, people with a lower income are. Yeah, people with a lower income are more likely to be hanging out on the front of their building or sitting on a sidewalk or something like that.
Yeah, and people without AC.
Well, hopefully there aren't very many people like that in Florida. Otherwise, they won't live for very long because they'll die of heat stroke. We can get away with it up here in the Northeast, but down there, not so much. So what are they going to do? Are they going to make this like a town ordinance?
Yeah, they say the ordinance isn't aimed at homeless people, but, I mean, everybody, it's just causing such a big commotion. I mean, everybody's saying, what are they doing? You know, it's just sitting outside. What's the harm in it? I mean,
right.
Does it make the city look bad if they have people sitting on a sidewalk or even in a grass under a, shady tree or something?
They actually said it's not about homeless people. Isn't that sort of a giveaway? Like, hey, we promise it's not about sweeping them away.
Sorry?
Well, it's just like them bringing it up almost makes the case that that's what it's about.
That's exactly what I thought. When I heard it and they said, oh, we're not really aiming it at homeless people, I said, yes, you are. It's exactly what you're doing. You're just trying to get homeless people out of here. And down here, the only homeless people are vets, which, they shouldn't be homeless. I mean, they had promises fulfilled or not fulfilled by Uncle Sam, like you guys were talking about earlier, and now they have to be homeless, and now they can't even sit anywhere without getting thrown in jail or fined.
Oh my.
Maybe they're going to bring the Boy Scouts in to clean the problem up, all these veterans sitting around.
Yeah, I heard that. That guy was insane.
So I'm looking here at the details on this. It's a fresh story. It just came out today from TampaBay.com. Sitters violating the ban who have resisted requests to move or repeated their offense could face up to a $500 fine, 60 days in jail, or both, according to the
ordinance. 60 days in jail for sitting?
For sitting on the ground.
Wow.
The proposed other proposed bans on street soliciting, sleeping outdoors, and bathing at public faucets could also become punishable by arrest. And so are you saying that they really will make it illegal to sit on, like, underneath a tree, or is this only for sidewalks?
From what I saw and read, it was just people sitting on sidewalks, and there were, you know, and, like, the grass near, like, outside of buildings or even in a park or something.
Sometimes it's just really crazy. You know, people might have some image of, like, well, why would people sit on a sidewalk? You know, if
you're tired?
You know, well, being from the city, it's not like I was homeless or anything, but I would sit on the sidewalk pretty frequently on a hot day. You know, you sit on the curb, and that would still be considered the sidewalk.
Yes,
you know, you're, like, right in the street, but, you know, you're not in anyone's way of walking. It's not like I'm laying down to take a nap. I'm just hanging out, you know?
Well, I mean, I walk a lot here. I mean, I'm a bus rider. I don't drive. I walk a lot everywhere. And I, you know, I don't lie. I take a seat on the sidewalk every now and then if it's hot. I mean, it's 95 degrees out here today. It's, you know, almost, it's after 8 o'clock at night. I need a break sometimes.
I heard you, Robert. You know, you mentioned that Liberty's dying there in Florida. It's certainly the reason I left. It was just hard to get anything done as far as activism was concerned. And I'm pretty excited, actually, because recently we had a lady move up here from your area, Emberly. She's one of the newer bloggers over at freekeen.com. And it was funny. I was talking with her, and she was kind of like my counterpart in Tampa. Like, I lived in Sarasota, which is about an hour south of Tampa. And I was, like, the most of all of the people in Sarasota. I would be setting up outreach tables, and I would, you know, I managed a political campaign, and, you know, I was literally putting a lot of hours and a lot of time and money into doing liberty-oriented outreach and activism down there. And the way she described her experience in Tampa was very similar to mine, where she was pouring a bunch of hours and time in and just was having a tough time getting volunteers to step up and help out, and just was so frustrated with the lack of progress that she was making. So she bailed out of Pinellas County or wherever it was she lived.
Yeah.
And made the move up here to the Keene area, and she's been absolutely spectacular since then. She's taken over, I think she's taking over Free Keene TV.
She is. She's the new producer.
Yeah,
she's got a lot of jobs on her plate. She also runs her own podcast, blogs on freekeene.com, as you mentioned. So,
she's really
active.
A doer, and that's one of the factors that's, I think, going to contribute to sort of a brain drain situation in different areas. So I know that down in Sarasota, a few of the folks that were the most active have already moved to New Hampshire, actually did it a few years ago. And so we're starting to see that happen, where people who are great activists around the country are moving. They're saying, screw this, let's focus our efforts where they make sense, which is with other liberty-minded folks.
Found to happen.
Yeah, and that's what the Free State Project's about. Robert, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate you bringing that up to us. 855-450-FREE. And if you want to learn more, you can go to freestateproject.org. If you love liberty, Hour 2's next.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.